Audacity. The war in Ukraine and Caribbean concerns about the subsequent loss of innocent lives and the severe suffering. That troubling invasion by Russia and other regional developments. I am Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup, coming up. We begin with this development. Jamaican students in Ukraine who resorted to traveling on foot after their bus was intercepted have arrived at the Polish border. That information was shared by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade in Kingston, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. That report was carried by CVM News on Monday.
23 Jamaican students spent the night in Lviv, Ukraine, with the intention of boarding a bus to the Polish border. Joined by another student in the morning, the convoy of 24 boarded a bus on Sunday morning. But according to Foreign Affairs Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith, the journey was cut short, forcing the students to head to safety on foot. The students made the 20-kilometer journey in freezing temperatures through the snow to make their escape and have made it to the Poland border.
They have reached a border point, an agreed border point. Of course, these areas are extremely crowded, so it will take time for them to go through. Regrettably, we understand that two of the students are not feeling well, one in particular because of the cold. She's currently getting care in an ambulance now at that border crossing point. Miss Seeley and our Polish contact on the other side are on their way to the border point, and they do have a heated bus that is ready to accommodate the 24 students when they will have crossed through.
Johnson-Smith says arrangements have been made to receive the students at the border. She says the only challenge the students have now is getting through the crowd on both sides.
We've made arrangements for accommodations and food on that side. And of course, we know that arrangements are being made in respect of flights back home as soon as they are available. So I'm just asking for some calm and understanding. Understand the crowds that are there at this point in time at each of the border crossings. We have had confirmation from the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs that they have received the names of our students. We have sent them formally, so they should not have any difficulty in entering Poland.
Meanwhile, Jamaican nationals in Russia are urged to take precautionary measures for their safety and leave where necessary. In a release on Sunday evening, Johnson-Smith says the ministry is aware of 8 Jamaican nationals in Russia. She says that while all of them are well and not experiencing disruptions, she is urging them to be cautious. Jamaicans in Russia or persons who are aware of Jamaicans in that country are encouraged to provide contact information and location to the Consular Affairs Department in Jamaica. Janelle Powell, CVM Live.
A leading regional cleric says the hearts of the Caribbean people are broken and wounded from the invasion of the vulnerable sovereign state of the Ukrainian People's Republic by the Russian Federation. In a message from the president of the Antilles Episcopal Conference, Archbishop-elect Gabriel Malze refers to the subsequent loss of innocent lives and the severe suffering of the Ukrainian people. In addition, the AEC president notes that the invasion has created a refugee crisis and caused the painful breakup of families, a nation, and communities.
Throughout the Caribbean region, public commentators, religious leaders, governments, and civil society have been expressing solidarity with the Ukrainians, condemning the violent and unlawful actions of the Russians, and calling for an end to such brutality. We are also concerned about the dire and uncertain fate of Caribbean students living in Ukraine, the economic impact of rising oil prices on our Caribbean nations, and the failure of regular diplomatic efforts to resolve international issues. Like the coronavirus pandemic, this crisis has international implications, as it causes rising inflation and increasing oil prices. This now places greater financial and psychological burdens on our people. As president of the Antilles Episcopal Conference, I support the call of Pope Francis, who declared Wednesday, March 2, 2022, Ash Wednesday, as a day of fasting for peace.
On Tuesday, Caribbean media were quoting international networks reporting that the U.S. was taking immediate action on Monday to prohibit American dollar transactions with the Russian central bank and fully block the Russian direct investment fund. They quoted senior administration officials describing this as an aggressive move that aims at some of Russia's most powerful means of mitigating the effect of sanctions. The steps are invented to prevent Russia from accessing a rainy day fund that officials said Moscow had been expecting to rely upon during the invasion of Ukraine. And this report from Reuters about action from businesses based in Russia.
As the fighting continues in Ukraine, Western firms are hastily rethinking their business in Russia. Now a steady trickle of departures from the country is turning into a flood. Shell is the latest big oil firm to confirm it's quitting Russian projects. That follows BP and piles pressure on rivals like ExxonMobil. Payment firms MasterCard and Visa say they have blocked transactions by Russian financial institutions. That is in line with international sanctions. Major car and truck makers are cutting off exports to the country. Volvo and General Motors are among those to make the move so far, though they are small players in the Russian market. Ford, which is a major player, hasn't fully spelled out its plans. Maersk, the world's biggest shipping company, on Tuesday said it would suspend all container movements to and from Russia. That follows similar moves by rivals including Germany's Hapag-Lloyd. Meanwhile, tech firms are restricting access to content deemed Russian propaganda. Facebook owner Meta says it will block state media outlets RT and Sputnik on its platforms in the EU. The moves mean big questions for companies that are yet to decide. French oil giant TotalEnergies said Tuesday that it would stop providing capital for new projects in Russia, but it stopped short of following rivals in making a full exit.
Consultant Frank Myers says the war in Ukraine stands to have a detrimental impact on weak economies like St. Lucia. Myers also maintains that the ripple effects of the war stand to exacerbate many social ills experienced in St. Lucia. He addressed the matter on DBS Newsworld.
Consultant Frank Myers says that the Russia-Ukraine war could not have come at a worse time. With the world just having experienced a global pandemic and its many adverse effects, it is proving difficult to recover from the high inflation rates. For St. Lucia and the rest of the region that rely heavily on imported goods and raw materials, the effects of the war are proving detrimental.
For St. Lucia and the region, simply because of our weak economies in our region, in St. Lucia it's particularly weak. As we know, we are totally reliant on tourism to a certain extent, and our other main source of foreign income is probably the CIP program. And both those industries, if you will, are likely to be hit by what's going on in Europe. And in fact, it's the quicker this war ends, it would be the better for us. So if it drags on, then we're going to have all sorts of knock-on effects. The impact of the war on, for example, fuel supplies, which could be in short supply once this thing kicks in, Russia being a main supplier of fuel. And other commodities are going to suffer also because of those commodities which are invariably in the manufacture of motor cars, for example. The prices of these are going to increase. It's just generally all wrong bad for us at this particular upon time. Global inflation is at the moment rising. It is projected to increase even further, and we know what that is going to do to our purchasing power in St. Lucia. With the very fairly high unemployment, it looks pretty grim going forward into the future.
Grenada's government New National Party held its annual convention on Sunday with Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley, one of the two guest speakers. Motley highlighted the importance of overall good governance and moving forward despite the challenges being faced.
Because with the climate crisis, with the pandemic, with the attacks on the institutions that are intended to help us make lives better for all of our people, we find ourselves today in uncharted territory, in choppy waters. And we recognize that if we are in choppy waters, more than ever, a steady hand and strong leadership is required. And that steady hand and strong leadership must equally be anchored by cooperation. The reality is, when we come together, that is when we are strongest and capable of moving the greatest amount of weight in the shortest possible time.
Another taste now of Trini Carnival vibes, this time from TTT News on Tuesday.
TTT Limited's offering of Carnival Tuesday celebrations added some much-needed vibes to employees, including passers-by and motorists along Marval Road. Dubbed Carnival City, it was TTT's own taste of Carnival 2022. Sherilyn Lewis has this wrap-up.
From 6 a.m., TTT's City of Carnival got off to a fantastic start with music, dancing and good old doubles. Kicking off performances was artist M'Fady.
If my girl say, I cannot wind up nobody, every time I go to shop back here with you.
Belting out a winning rendition was Calypsonian singing Sonia.
They tell me wear pretty clothes and put red powder on my nose. Sonia, don't dress up like a Christmas turkey and your song like me smell that pity.
And what's a carnival celebration without some chutney soca? The reigning monarch offered up What We Could Do. The Queen of Chutney, Ram Raju Prabhu's rendition, provided some comic relief. Sherilyn Lewis, TTT News.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, the 2nd of March. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.